All Blessings, All Curses is a newly commissioned work by Sydney-based artist Justine Youssef. This multimedia exhibition uses personal experience as a departure point for exploring experiences of misunderstanding in faith, love, family, and home. Justine employs her poetic storytelling to unpack global xenophobia and to delve into her relationship with Lebanon, her ancestral homeland. We're joined by Justine, and now on the line, who's taking a break from installing the work. Good morning, Justine.
Hi.
How are you going?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So you have a brand new exhibition at 4A. It's called All Blessings, All Curses, where you transform everyday occurrences into visual metaphors. Can you tell us more about these metaphors?
Yeah, for sure. So the basis of the work kind of posits my family's home in Lebanon as part of West Asia as opposed to the Middle East. So it kind of recenters and reworks this Eurocentric paradigm that I've kind of grown up with here in Australia. Mm. And a lot of the work kind of works with cultural superstition and kind of works with the reclaiming space and tradition and kind of unpacks the politics behind that.
Great. And so how do you kind of choose to respond to these situations? And like, because I'm assuming these were kind of inspired by certain experiences.
Yeah, exactly. So the earliest work was filmed, was actually performed and then filmed and documented and will be shown at 4A on Thursday at the old Darlinghurst Jail. So it's the site of the present National Art Hall, but it's one of the oldest standing structures of colonial architecture.
Mm.
So through that work, I was kind of digging deep into like residual histories of architecture in Australia and kind of unpacking the cultural and ecological degradation connected to that. A lot of the work looked at these Eurocentric paradigms of art history that are taught in education today and kind of worked at referencing other lineages of art history and reclaiming other voices in that space.
Mm. Do you find it kind of therapeutic in a way, kind of looking back at these Eurocentric and kind of like, all right, I'm going to tip this on its head a bit?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It feels almost like, not necessarily a catharsis, but it's almost like a coming together and this empowering like act of community. A lot of the work that I do is like in collaboration with other artists and other people from community. And yeah, it's kind of all about reclaiming that space and questioning whose history is told and whose is erased and what platforms they can exist on.
Mm. Did you collaborate with anyone on this project?
Yeah, I've collaborated with a couple of people on this work. There was Doha Ali, who's a friend of mine who went through art school with me. Layla L. Reeves, who's another local artist. And my auntie, who lives in Melbourne. She's like the matriarch of the family.
Oh, wow. How was that working with your auntie?
It was great. She's an incredible storyteller and kind of connects really basic personal experiences to these like massive political occurrences in the region that my family came from. So it was really interesting to kind of document her method of storytelling and kind of like work with her practices and processes. It was really exciting.
Mm. Yeah, other themes you do touch on is family, love and home. How have other members of your family interacted with the work?
I've not shown too many of them my work actually. It's kind of a lot of my family are based in like southwest Sydney, and a lot of the work that I've shown has been in the inner west and like the eastern suburbs. So I've been trying to bring them around to spaces that I've had shows at lately, but it's been kind of hard because of these like geographic divides.
Mm.
I will be there on Thursday, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Would you bring your art back out to like southwest Sydney and western Sydney?
Yeah, definitely. It'd be great to like kind of harvest spaces out here. I know a couple of people are building some ARIs out in Sydney, and I'm working right now on the Parramatta Artist Studios, and yeah, I definitely want to kind of root myself, my artistic practice out here as well.
Fantastic. Now, All Blessings, All Curses, it involves sculpture, installation, video and text. So when people walk into 4A, what can they kind of expect when they walk in?
You'll see some sandstone structures that kind of meld with video works as well. They're not static sculptures, so they'll be shifting over time. and referencing data that was mapped from a particular sandstone quarry that I worked at earlier this year. So the whole lot of that happening in the upstairs spaces. The room has been kind of divided into three parts that reference three different superstitious practices and unpack all these other histories and politics connected to that. So
awesome. That's
kind of as simply as I can explain what's going on in the space.
But you're also kind of incorporating scent and texture to kind of emulate your ancestral home of Lebanon. How have you done that?
One of the early works that I've got showing at 4A involves the making of rose water. And it looks at scent as kind of like this embodied experience of culture and uses scent to signify insidious replications of colonial power structures and kind of it looks at like it kind of like encourages the viewer to like observe the scent filling the gallery space and the site of the body and kind of it's like a way of me telling stories through a different scent.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like an incredible exhibition. But Justine, thank you so much for joining us here today on So Hot Right Now.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Not a problem.